to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341.
All right, folks, welcome in. You are talking with Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Not talking, but listening. If you want to talk to me, call me, though. Come on. Show me some love. 232-1063. Talking about love, I want you to go ahead and call me at 719-232-1063 for those two CC tickets, front row on the glass, versus Air Force, helping you plan out your Valentine's. Come on, fellas. I'm throwing you a huge bone here. Give me a ring, parking pass included, Air Force CC on the 14th. Come on. It's going to be a great game, little local rivalry. That's a little bit of the good. Also, some more good is the View House is finally opening. They missed that fall deadline by about 4 months, but hey, it's all right. They're still going to finish it up, and that's all that matters. They're going to be opened up in about 10 days, folks. So pretty great stuff there as far as new growth up along that Woodman area. The bad is the inventory issue. I brought it up last time, and I'm going to say it again. In all of El Paso County, all price points, there are only 564 single-family homes on the market. And that is a concern, folks. When we look at condominiums, there's only 7 condos on the market in El Paso County. We go and look at townhouses, 40. This is way too low. And with interest rates low, we got a lot of buyers trying to get in the market. But what happens is we have sellers who own, who are going, if I sell, I can't really upgrade that much. Why would I move? And that creates a gridlock in the market. Now, a lot of realtors just say, no, there's 1,000 homes on the market. Well, what they're talking about is everything under construction as well, okay? So when we look at single-family homes, El Paso County, and we look at the construction status, okay, when we look at new construction, pre-sold, to be built, under construction, 223, okay? And then you got a bunch of townhouses that fall in that category. You got 41 under construction, and then you also have some condos under construction as well. But the moral of the story is inventory is very, very low. It's much bigger than just real estate, folks. I want to help you make a difference. Call me at 719-232-1063. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Stick around. Listen closely to the great sponsors that help endorse this show. And follow up when we get into the meat in the second half. Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against. Well, tell me what I say, yeah. Tell me what I say right now. Tell me what I say.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
All right, folks, welcome into the meet. And you know what? I just realized, hey, I forgot to give you the title of today's show, and that is How to House Hack, right? You hear a lot of these people talk about it, the Grant Cardones. You hear about Richard Kiyosaki talking about it. And I'm just going to bring it down to Colorado Springs terms here. I've helped people do this, okay? I've helped people create some passive income in their own house. That's what house hacking is. So whether you own a house right now and we're going to create a way for you to create passive income while still owning the house, or purchase a house that is going to provide you some passive income. Most people think right away, Justin, that's a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex, and you live in it, you rent out the other room. And that's the pretty basic conversation of house hacking, and a lot of the time, that's as far as it goes. But we're going to dig a little deeper here and find other ways to do it with a standard single-family house. So you've heard me talk about zoning before. You should know the zoning that your house is in. Look it up now. Call me if you have questions. 719-232-1063. Look it up right now. If you're driving, get home, look it up. You should know how your house is zoned. And if you're purchasing, you need to know what type of zoning you're getting involved in. Okay, because if it's R2, then you have the ability down the road to build another structure on your property and completely rent it out or subdivide it and sell it. So it's very important. There's a lot of value in the zoning. I helped a radio listener buy a single family home over by Patty Jewett. And this is a form of house hacking. He bought a single family home. He created it into a duplex, took the basement, dropped in all the water for a kitchen. He put in a hot plate. That's important when I say a hot plate because 220 volt, a range, is how Regional Building looks at the code. So he couldn't put in a 220, but he put in a hot plate, dishwasher, washer, dryer, everything else you would need. And that property backs to an alley. And we carefully planned this when we purchased the property because there's a garage off the front, then a garage off the alley, and a separate entrance to go in downstairs. And now he has converted it into a duplex. And he pays about $200 a month to live because his other renter is paying for the rest of that mortgage payment. That right there is a great example of house hacking. Okay, another one is I helped a client build on top of their garage, in the back, a mother-in-law suite, and they were able to rent that out and gain another $1,000 a month. And if you're listening right now and you go, that sounds like a lot of work, well, you know what? It is. When you're getting an extra $1,000 a month, you don't go get an extra $1,000 a month and it's easy. And I guess that's the biggest problem, is because right now there's this stereotype that the real estate market in Colorado Springs, the ship has sailed and it's too tough. And I have so many buyers who tell me that. I had a friend the other day who said, well, my parents are trying to get investment property and they haven't been able to find one the last 2 years. And I said, well, you need to have them call me. I could help them with that. Yeah, their realtor says it just can't happen anymore and the numbers don't work. Well, that's fine. Your attitude controls your altitude in life. So, you know, if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. That's fine. Do you have to get more creative? Is it a lot tougher in this market? It is. It is a lot tougher. But we can still get it done. It's having that attitude and being able to say, hey, let's have some vision here with this house. That house over by Patty Jewett, you look at it and go, well, 280, I don't know. It's an okay deal as a single family. You all of a sudden, you look at it as a duplex, and it's an amazing deal. But it's having the vision, right? And the determination to get a deal like that done. Another form of house hacking is just renting out your basement, right? Getting a roommate, renting out your basement. Maybe you build a mother-in-law suite in the back above your garage and you move in there. You don't need as much room. You're traveling. And you rent out the whole entire front house and you're making great passive income. It's so important, folks. It's so important. I was talking with a good friend of mine, one of my mentors, Eddie Ramey, over at the Crestone Company. And we're talking about, hey, you know, how far do you really need to go in real estate? I mean, you got to have your other buckets picked out in life and in your investments. You got to be diverse. I love real estate, but I also understand I can't put all my eggs in one basket. And, you know, it's not about acquiring a ton of real estate and being the biggest real estate investor. It's about finding the number that works for you. And you may be listening to this and saying, Justin, if I could get an extra $1,000 a month, that'd really improve my life and I could go travel and see my kids and really be impactful, whether you're in retirement right now or whether you're raising kids and you're saying, hey, we want to be able to take that vacation and afford it. So that's the thing, is just creating a little bit more passive income can get you to that next level. And that's what I want to help you do. That's what gets me fired up about real estate. And yes, last year we did 70 transactions, the year before 80. It's a grind. It's a hustle. But the thing I love is looking at someone who's made a great investment and saying, wow, look at that extra passive income you've gained and the blessings you can bestow upon other people, how you can give back to the community. Maybe you can get some more time away from work where you can volunteer. And those are the things that are impactful, or spend more, you know, more time in a hobby or interest that you have. And that's the joy that real estate can bring people. And that's what gets me fired up, folks. I'll tell you right now, it's not selling the big million-dollar homes. And, you know, those aren't investments. And if you have the money and you want to have one of those, that's fine. It's not an investment. What gets me fired up is really setting people up for that passive income and making a smart decision when it comes to investing in your largest asset, which is, you know, your home. So kind of went down a rabbit trail there. Jeez, oh, Pete, bring it back, will you? Bring it back for me. So back to the house hacking. We kind of given you some options there, you know, the standard fourplex, triplex, taking a single family home, converting it into a duplex, right? Building on top of your garage, creating a mother-in-law suite, or just building a whole another entire structure. There's one in Patty Jewett right now where they're popping the top on the actual house. Just ways where you can get creative in this market and really, you know, make it work for you. There's different ways to build, too. You can do a steel frame house, which is much cheaper. So there's different options out there. You can also, depending on your zoning, a lot of people love their toys here in Colorado Springs. And you can say, hey, I have enough land that you can park your RV on my land, $100 a month, or I have extra space in my garage. You can, you know, park your Corvette in here. I have a friend who pays $75 a month to keep his Corvette inside. There's so many ways to create passive income that doesn't affect you. I had a roommate for a long time, and it was fantastic because it didn't disturb my lifestyle. He lived in the basement. I lived upstairs, but it was $500 passive income a month, and it really helped me take that money and invest it in more real estate. So there's so many options out there for you to get in the market, and you have to do this house hacking. You have to be creative. You have to go with a different aspect on things and use a different angle, because everyone's just going the standard approach when it comes to getting in the market these days. Okay, so be aware of the zoning. Be aware of how we could possibly change the layout of your house to be conducive to a roommate or a full-time rental, and really look at those numbers. And if you're curious and you're like, wow, I don't know if that would work for me or not, just call me. I'm your friend. I'm a young, passionate Colorado Springs citizen. I'm a native here. My dad did business here for 30 years, and we have an old-school mentality. We really take care of people. So the best thing you can do is call me at 232-1063. That's 232-1063. I'll come look at your house. I will give you the best advice and point you in the right direction and really set you up for success. And it may not be me selling your house. I may not make any money off it. That's fine. I want you to be a great real estate investor. I want you to be wise with your money. So there's a lot of important things that real estate plays as far as the financial portion of things. And that's what I was talking with my friend Eddie Rainey about is, hey, I need to dump more money into my universal life insurance because I need to diversify more. I get so caught up in the real estate, and sometimes you get a little tunnel vision, and you have to talk with a friend and say, hey, step back. Let's make sure we're putting monies in other buckets too, so you're not getting too carried away in the real estate. It's so hard for me because I love it. I believe in it. I find the deals. The interest rates are low, but you also have to make sure when you hit your number, you're able to take a step back, pay off some debt, and get in a position where you're not too high risk, okay? I believe you got to have two or three rental properties, though. You really do. So if you don't have those, call me. If you're listening now and you go, Justin, it's too late in life. We're ready to move, though. Our house is paid off. Well, have you looked at what you could possibly do if you kept it? If you kept it and kept it as a rental, a passive income stream for you, there's so many options. And that's all I ask is you, the radio listener, to do your due diligence. Look at all the options. Don't let a realtor sit down at your kitchen table and say, sign here, you're selling your house. That's the only option. That's all you can do is do all your due diligence and then make the best decision moving forward. It's such a joy to talk with you, the radio listener, every week. And I just want to set you up for success because Colorado Springs is moving. It's moving in the right direction. And I want you to be a part of it because the way I've invested in this market and helped other people invest is so fruitful. And then on the back end of being able to give back and really be involved in the community and bless others is just such a big part of it. So if you have questions about anything I've talked about, go ahead and give me a call, 719-232-1063. You've been listening to Justin Hermes, RE/MAX Properties. I'm a 29-year-old native here in Colorado Springs. I'm passionate about helping you invest properly in the real estate market, Okay, stick around. Got one of our lovely show sponsors coming in, Dan Ozinski with Unified Title, the only title company we use, the Hermes team. And he's going to have a lot of valuable information about how to take title, things to look for as a seller, things to look for as a buyer. That's right, folks. So make sure you stick with me. Stick around for this last segment. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Real Estate Realities here with Justin Hermes. Thanks for joining me. Hopefully you got your sunscreen on and your swimsuit all fired up because, boy, it hasn't been this hot in February in a while. Dano? From Unified Title, the only title company you use, the best in town. Welcome in, man. How are you?
Back in the saddle, feeling outstanding. I tell you, I got my little Speedo ready to rock and roll for this weather.
We made him change before he came in the studio.
Oh, bad pitcher right there.
Yeah,
real
said,
bad pitcher.
You can't come in the studio like that, man. Come on. Save that for the pool.
Rock and roll, man. Thanks for having me back.
Radio listeners, we're just going to talk a little bit about what title insurance is, a little background on Unified, because it's the first time they've been in 2020. So bring us up to speed, Dano.
So Unified Title, been around since 1992. We currently have 12 locations in the state of Colorado. We can reach out to another five or six states outside of Colorado, but we serve all, was it 64 counties?
Yep, so
state?
We got listeners down in Canyon City.
Yep, absolutely. We've got an office down in Canyon.
Boom!
We got an office in Woodland Park.
We got
three here in the Springs. We got a bunch in Denver.
There you go.
All the way up to Fort Collins, Greeley, and Estes Park.
There you go.
We love it. I mean, great business. We're growing as compared to some of our competitors, which is pretty awesome problem to have. Actually, it's not really a problem. It's just we're having to accommodate.
Yeah, it's just keeping the staff and getting the locations and all that, like any business would deal with. Please. So if somebody asks you, you're in the elevator, and they say, Dano, What's title insurance and why do I need it? What's your kind of quick spiel for him?
So title insurance is essentially something that insures the past. What it does is it covers, makes sure that when they do purchase a home or that they're selling a home, that there are no additional things that may inhibit the sale. Or somebody, if they're a buyer, couldn't come in and actually claim right to some of that property or to that establishment. So title insurance provides that background or that backing when the time comes. And I will tell you probably less than 1% of the time is there ever an issue where there's like, let's say maybe a second or a lien or something that hasn't been recognized on the title, that kind of stuff. But we make sure to cover the client, whether, like I said, it's usually the seller and of course the buyer as well, to make sure that they're taken care of.
And your office is out of downtown, correct?
Yeah, that's where the corporate office is. Our local owner, Brian Cooper, resides out of that office. Very accessible. It's a great place to be, especially with the growth happening downtown.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So we've talked a little bit on the seller side. Seller, you know, it's pretty standard. They pick up that title insurance fee.
Yep, in Colorado, that's standard practice.
Yeah, buyer can. I've paid for it before when I'm purchasing a property just to make it easy on the seller because I'm getting such a great deal. But standard, seller does pay for it, and it's around like $1,800, right? It varies the purchase price.
Yeah, it really does, and that's cool that you do that. I even have a number of clients, real estate agents, that do the same thing just because they prefer to do business with Unified. They know how we work, they know how we communicate, and they prefer us. So it's a real blessing when that happens.
Yeah, and I think sometimes sellers go, I don't want to pay any fees. You know, when you're buying it for yourself possibly and there's no other agents involved, you know, so you pick up the title insurance just to make it a little more of a clean deal. Now, let's talk a little bit on the buyer side because the seller picks the title company.
Yep.
So the buyer side, really the things they can control would be, you know, how they're taking title, right?
Sure. So whether it's tenancy in common or whether it's joint tenants, and kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, what you guys encourage people to look at as far as that goes.
So good point to bring up, joint tenancy and tenants in common. Not something that you hear all the time, and it's something that's brought up during the closing. A little known fact that I just found out today, and it's actually something that is not really well known, that in the unfortunate event of divorce, that can actually sever joint tenancy. Now, just kind of back up a little bit. Joint tenancy is important because if, let's say, one or the other, like let's say you're married and you purchase a home, if your partner passes, then the title goes, exactly.
Doesn't go to probate.
Exactly.
That's what we always tell. I just had a client come up and do it with Deb down at the South office, and they got married after the gentleman, Matt, and he bought the house through me. She bought her house a couple years ago, and I said, hey, you need to make sure you guys get this in joint tenancy, because if one of you passes, you don't have to go through probate. It just goes to the other person.
Yeah, and that could save anywhere up to $2,000. That's sometimes
and
the
time.
Cost. And the
time. Time and stress. I mean, you're going through a Bingo. Death. The last thing you want to be doing is trying to fight with the courts showing that you have full ownership of the property.
Yep. It's important. Discuss that with your title company. Discuss that with your realtor. It's really important to have an understanding of how you want to do that when you actually close.
Yeah, exactly. And it can be changed after, too. So if you're listening, well, I already bought, I need to look at it. You know, you can certainly call in at 232-1063, and we'll get you lined up with Unify, and they can help you change how you're holding tenancy. And then also, if you're investing with somebody else, you know, having that tenancy in common, right? I mean, that's much different than the joint tenancy, because, say, Dano and I go and invest in an investment property together. If I pass away, I don't want Dano to get the whole property. I want that to go to my family.
Right.
You know? So that's where the tenants in common comes into place, and you kind of need to know, if you're investing with someone else, how you're holding title.
Another interesting thing, you brought up a thought regarding parents sometimes putting children on title. This can be interesting because there was an actual scenario where the parents tried to refi the house, and they couldn't do it because there was a judgment against one of their children that they didn't know about, which then delayed the process. Now,
they quit claimed them off then.
Well, there's a little bit of a process involved with that. I won't go into too much detail, but I will tell you that it wasn't the end of the world. And the fact that we were able to look at that in advance, and because they approached us about that particular issue once it was discovered, it became something that we were able to kind of take care of, so they were able to finally get that refund.
Yeah, the first thing that pops in my head, though, is, you know, the kid's got to be willing to come in and sign and get off the title. That's the first
Bingo.
Thing I'm thinking, and going, you know, just be careful. If you're listening out here, radio listeners, you know, and you do have your kids on title, just make sure that you're feeling pretty good about that relationship, because in that scenario, if the kid said, I'm not signing, then they're in between a rock and a hard place.
Yep. The good news is that it was a good result as far as everything happening, good for the parent. It was just an unknown fact that there was a lien against one of the children, but we were able to resolve that. One of the cool examples that brings to mind is, or that shows most people that they don't understand how important title is that we're more than just title insurance and closing. We can actually get you to clear title, having the expertise to be able to help you get to that point where you can close.
Yeah, that's very, very important. So a lot of good stuff there to think about. And if you're listening right now, we're talking with Daniel Ozinski, Unified Title. Their contact information is 578-5900. Dano's cell is 351-9705. Okay, and that office number again, 578-5900. Anything else you want to touch base on as far as how business is going? If you guys are seeing the pace of the market, stuff like that?
Outside of the slight dip that we had over the holidays, it is ramping back up.
Yeah. Well, Justin, interest rates are low, right?
Yeah. I mean, inventory stinks, as you and I were talking about earlier. What is it? What did you say? 500?
Yeah, 504.
Yeah. So that may be the case, but we are still seeing a tremendous amount of business. Our commercial side is growing like crazy, which is fantastic. It means we're growing here in Colorado Springs. But business is fantastic. Hence the growth of Unified Title in the state itself, too.
So. Yeah, you guys aren't shrinking. You're growing. So that's fantastic. So, Daniel, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Any parting words for us?
I would love to talk to you if you are interested in finding out more about Unified Title and the importance of title insurance.
All right, folks. Remember, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your relationship with your family, your friends, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Stay warm. Keep the sunscreen on. Talk to you next week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.